This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Your speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoon. In this broadcast, dear friends, I invite you to consider with me the event of Jesus' last breath on the cross. If you have ever witnessed someone dying, you will know the last breath of a person is something very moving and indescribable, really. Because it is something so final. It is something also so impressive. Many times we are not given to witness that last breath of a person, not even of our closest loved ones. Sometimes people can be sad when they miss not being there, when their loved ones actually breathed their last and died. The fact is, our last breath is not in our hands and not exactly in our control. But come with me now to witness the last breath of Jesus the Savior. The Bible tells us how Jesus was crucified in the open on a hill, in a place where all could see him, all that passed by. Jesus' crucifixion and death was a very public event. The four Gospels also each emphasize this, how that Jesus breathed his last and died. Our text is from Mark 15:37, where God's Word states, "And Jesus cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost," or you could also translate, "and breathed his last." Jesus' last breath, notice with me how powerful was his last breath, how purposeful, and how precious. Jesus' last breath was powerful, for clearly Jesus gave himself over to death, rather than death overcoming him. Jesus didn't succumb to death, but he surrendered himself over to death. Death didn't take hold of Jesus, but Jesus delivered himself over to death. He breathed his last voluntarily, we can say. No one else has ever done that. But Jesus did it. How do we know this for sure? Well, consider how and when Jesus died. Notice the text says how that just before breathing his last, just before giving up the ghost, Jesus cried out with a loud voice. When people are on their deathbed, about to breathe their last normally, if you are there and you want to catch something such a person might yet say, you have to listen very closely to their words. For they speak then in a very soft whisper usually, sometimes with only their lips moving and no sound at all coming out. But Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. The verb used in Matthew's account for cried out can also be translated shouted out. It is the same verb used in Matthew 14, verse 26 and 27, where the disciples in a boat experienced Jesus coming to them, walking on the water. And they, not knowing it was him, cried out for fear in the midst of a fierce storm on the sea. "It's a ghost!" You can imagine, they didn't say that quietly. But then Jesus also responds, saying, and again using the same word about crying out with a loud voice, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Be not afraid." Can you just imagine Jesus saying this with a great volume above the noise of the fierce storm on the sea, and so that the disciples could hear his voice? Even as Jesus breathed his last, he cried with this loud voice. Our text tells us. One commentator expresses this loud cry of Jesus, even as he was about to die, that it was a loud and piercing exclamation. And then think next of what was this loud cry with a great, literally mega voice or sound that Jesus gives, that he gave. Well, it was the last two sayings of Jesus on the cross, which with the fourth word very closely, the fourth and fifth very closely followed upon each other. In John 19:30 we read, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar or sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost," literally handed over his breath. With what a loud and triumphant voice Jesus cried out, "It is finished. All that salvation work that was given me to do from the Father for the salvation of sinners, I have completed it all, and perfectly so. It is finished." And so Jesus goes on with a loud voice to his last word yet from the cross, which we can read about in Luke 23, verse 46. There God's word states, "And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." That is, he then breathed his last. These two last sayings of Jesus so demonstrate and prove Jesus, having accomplished what he had to do, voluntarily now gave himself over to death. Jesus' last breath is something so powerful if you think of how Jesus spoke with such a loud voice just before and what he then also said. But then think too yet of how much earlier Jesus died before the other two who were crucified with him. He was crucified with two others, but Jesus died before them. And we read, in order to speed up their deaths, the deaths of the two robbers on each side of Jesus, they had their legs broken so that they suffocated on the cross to speed up their death. But Jesus' legs were not broken, for he had already died. In Mark 15, verse 44, we are told how Pilate marveled. He was amazed that Jesus was already dead. And Pilate checked with the centurion in charge to make sure it was so. As one study Bible note about this states, quote, "Crucified men often lived 2 or 3 days before dying, and the early death of Jesus was therefore extraordinary." Indeed, Jesus' last breath was something powerful, so impressive and magnificent, you might say, proving and declaring beyond all doubt, Jesus gave himself triumphantly over to death. In John 10, verse 17 and 18, we hear Jesus say, in line with this also, these magnificent words, "I lay down my life, that I may take it, that I might take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. This command have I received of my Father." Can we ever think enough of Jesus, the Savior of sinners, giving himself over to death, even the death of the cross? How powerfully he did so, thinking of Jesus' last breath. Do you see that with me? And does it move you and melt your heart too, the way Jesus so powerfully gave himself up when he breathed his last? What makes it also very meaningful, of course, is that Jesus not only powerfully breathed his last, but purposefully. Jesus, the Bible teaches us, came to this earth on a mission, sent of the Father to seek and to save sinners. The only way sinners can be saved, including you and me, is through Jesus the Savior in the sinner's place, living the perfect righteous life we are called to live and cannot live on account of our fall to sin, and through Jesus paying all the punishment for sin we sinners deserve, left to ourselves. While on the cross, Jesus hung there as the perfect sinless Savior, and he suffered all his life, but especially on that cruel cross, in body and soul, all the just and eternal punishment for sin we people deserve for all our sins and sinfulness left to ourselves. In other words, Jesus breathing his last was most purposeful, because in that he would pay the full wages of sin in the place of sinners. Jesus would be the Savior of sinners for us from the womb to the tomb. And Jesus thus consciously, lovingly, trustingly, wholeheartedly also breathed his last and expired, died. He allowed himself to be put to death in the flesh, a total payment for sin before God in the place of sinners might be gained and obtained. Think of it, how of himself Jesus didn't have to die at all and had no reason to die at all. He was in himself sinless, perfectly so. Therefore, death was not necessary for him. But as the sin-bearer and Savior of sinners, with our iniquities laid upon him, Jesus had to die. And Jesus even wanted to die. And he majestically and mercifully gave himself over to die. Jesus is a good shepherd who said before in John 10, verse 15, "And I lay down my life for the sheep." Who are his sheep? Jesus answers that too in John 10, verse 27. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Are you one who hears his voice, and who follows him, and his leading, as given in his holy word? God's people are those who know and confess, without Jesus as Savior, from my sins and sinfulness, I am without hope before God and all eternity. His people are those who look to Jesus and call out to Him to be their Savior from sin, being sorry for sin and entrusting themselves wholly to Him. Is this what describes you too? God's people who hear Christ's voice and look to Him for salvation are also known in that they follow after the Lord and ever seek and more desire to walk and live in His ways and to flee from all sin and evil. Is that what you are about as well? Really? Honestly, before God and men, and especially in your own family context and in your own community, are you walking in God's ways? The salvation of God through Christ is not sought after by perfect people, so-called, but penitent people. It is for those who hunger and thirst for God's righteousness and love and favor, and who know life is so empty and vain and hopeless apart from God and His righteousness, first of all and most of all. Are you joined to Christ by a living faith, finding in Him alone, outside of yourself, your salvation for body and soul in life and death? Jesus' last breath, how it should make us think, too, about our last breath. It will come to you and me. We do not know when or where, nor how even, but are you ready for it now? Are you ready for your very last breath, which can come suddenly and even totally unexpectedly, and then death and judgment? We need to be ready to die before we die, so that when we die, we don't really die. Do you know that? Outside of faith in Christ, in this life, no one can die in hope and peace. If you breathe your last, not as a true believer in Jesus, not really joined to Him, and not saved by Him, then you will perish in the way of eternal death for all your sins and sinfulness. But hear now yet the gospel, dear listeners, and be persuaded of it, thinking only now of Jesus' last breath on the cross, how powerful it was, and how purposeful, and notice yet briefly, how very precious. Oh, the gospel message is that through Jesus' last breath and His death on sinners' behalf, now all the wages of sin have been paid, and whosoever believes on Jesus shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The second Jesus breathed His last breath, Matthew tells us in Matthew 27, verse 51 and following, "And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain, that is, torn in two, from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent or were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose." Well, this clearly was all from God in heaven, proclaiming so the worth of Jesus' last breaths. Jesus died as triumphant Savior, and in and through His death on sinners' behalf, we may find life, and that more abundantly. Jesus breathed His last as the victor over sin, Satan, death, and hell, and all on behalf of sinners, as the Savior of sinners. In other words, Jesus' death on the cross is so powerful, purposeful, and precious, since He died to give us life, and through Him, believing in Him, in true faith, we have everlasting life, and that even is something our physical death cannot remove from us, but simply brings so much the more into focus and fullness. To live apart from this God and Savior means death, even eternal death, but to live trusting Jesus and Him crucified means life, even eternal, everlasting life in body and soul for now and forevermore. Be sure to be trusting in Jesus, won't you, and living that others might be attracted and drawn to Him too. Isn't that what every true believer prays and works to be about? Jesus' last breath, thinking of it, isn't there every reason to testify, "Hallelujah, what a Savior!" Will you too spend your breath praising Jesus with the Father and the Holy Spirit now and even forevermore? Amen. This message may be given to you as a free copy in printed form, writing to the Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, B.C., postal code V2P6N6. You can also find out more about our churches at our website at frcna.org. Thank you for listening.